Canada says more than 2,000 people seeking asylum crossed the border from the U.S. in the first 2 months of this year. People with valid U.S. visas can cross at official checkpoints. Those without documentation have to find another way to get over the border. Ashley Cleek has this story of someone who's helping people cross.
At first, when people started showing up in Plattsburgh, New York, asking to go to the border, Victor Pizarro was caught off guard.
We didn't have a full understanding of what was going on nationally that would affect our small community here. So we weren't prepared for it.
Pizarro runs a cab company in Plattsburgh, about 20 miles from the Canadian border. He says in January, right around the inauguration, people who didn't speak English were getting off at the bus station and handing his drivers a piece of paper that read, "Take me to Roxanne Road, how much?" Pizarro had never heard of Roxanne Road, a narrow street that dead ends in a ditch marking the U.S.-Canada border. When he drove to the border, Pizarro contacted U.S. Customs and Border Protection and gave them the taxi's GPS tracking information so Border Patrol agents could meet the cab and check his passengers' papers.
Each time we'll get pulled over, the people get pulled out the car, and sometimes they got arrested. Sometimes Border Patrol said, "We're not there, don't worry about it, just take them."
Mike Estrella, an operations officer with U.S. Border Patrol, said the opposite in an interview. He said the agency has no protocol with taxicab companies. Then one day, everything changed. Pizarro says he picked up a mother and son. The mom was Haitian, the son was American, around 15 years old, and they asked him to drive them to the border. Pizarro asked if their paperwork was in order, and the son said yes. So Pizarro stopped near the border, and border agents came up to the taxi and asked them for their passports. Pizarro says the agents told the woman to step out of the car. Her visa had expired. Pizarro looked in the rearview mirror at the son.
And tears are just rolling down his face. I mean, there's nothing I could do because I'm just driving.
Pizarro got out and asked the agents what was going to happen to the mom and her kid. He says they told him that she would be detained and likely deported. The kid, they said, he would be sent to foster care. Pizarro says he felt like his heart had stopped.
I mean, as a kid, I was taken away from my family. So it sort of hit me in a place that, you know, it bothered me. It bothered me to a point because when I looked in his eyes, I seen a reflection of myself. It brought me back to a feeling that I thought was gone. And I was like, oh, no.
No more, he decided. Pizarro called his drivers to an emergency meeting. Change of plans, he told them. From now on, he said, the goal is to make sure people get to the border safely. So if passengers don't have valid visas, Pizarro tries to make sure Canadian officials are waiting at the end of Roxanne Road.
But as far as ripping families apart, there's no, we're not in that business anymore. It happened once and that's it. It won't happen again with us.
Estrella, the U.S. Border Patrol officer, said he couldn't comment on this specific incident, but he stressed the agency is not trying to separate families by any means.
Taxi.
Yeah, honey, I got you.
Recently, Pizarro's made some changes to his office, too. He transformed part of it into a waiting area. There's a comfy leather sofa, a small table, and chairs, so that people waiting to go to the border have a place to relax, maybe take a nap. Pizarro says most passengers tell him they're seeking asylum in Canada because of how President Trump has targeted immigrants and Muslims. Pizarro says before all this, he'd never taken a position on immigration.
I get the fact that these people they've overstayed their visas. I don't know what side of the fence that I actually fall on this issue. I just know that when they come here and they call us, then our job is to get them from point A to point B safely, and we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Are you training certain somebody?
At 1 a.m. one night, Pizarro waits in his taxi as a bus pulls in from New York City. The bus driver walks over and asks Pizarro if he can take someone to the border.
Okay, we'll take them. Let me go help these guys with their luggage.
A woman in a turquoise headscarf steps off the bus with three young boys. They drag eight massive suitcases and three overstuffed bags from the bus to the curb. They're Palestinian, from Gaza. She only gives her first name, Amal, and she says her sons are 15, 14, and 8. They got on a train 2 days ago in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They're exhausted, and she asked Pizarro to take her to the border.
Yeah, now I can go there to the border.
She wants to seek refuge in Canada. She and her sons have valid U.S. visas, so Pizarro calls U.S. border agents, and they tell him to drop the family near the duty-free store, about a quarter mile from the official border crossing. It's windy, just above freezing. Pizarro pulls their luggage out of the trunk and points to where they can walk. The three boys each grab a suitcase and run backwards towards the border. It's 2:30 a.m. by the time Pizarro starts back to Plattsburgh. He drives to the bus station to see if anyone getting off the 3 a.m. bus needs a ride to the border. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gleick in Plattsburgh, New York.